Welcome to The Lowdown on URN, your ultimate guide to week one.
I'm Emma.
And I'm Sam.
And we'll be guiding you through week one, 7 days this week from 10 a.m. You'll be hearing your What's On guide, being introduced to life on campus, and receiving all the advice you need from the people that know.
Today, you'll be hearing about everything there is to do in Nottingham City Centre.
First, though, here's your guide to everything that is happening around campus today. It's the weekend! That doesn't mean that week one is over. No, if anything, it's quite the opposite.
Your SU has laid on some fantastic events for your first Saturday at university, including the opportunity to go to Alton Towers for just £29 with tickets available from your week one reps.
Saying that, the bus just left, so perhaps you should go chase after it.
You may be glad to know that after a week full of opportunities to go out eating late night kebabs, dancing, and who knows what else, that there are no organised nights out for this evening.
Don't let that stop you from heading into town this evening to explore for yourself, where all the locals will be out in full force.
Just because there aren't club nights, don't think that the SU hasn't organised events for you though. Tonight is a specialist Love Your Halls evening.
So talk to your hall reps about what is planned for this evening, but make sure you spend the night getting to know those who you'll be spending the next year with.
Just don't do anything too embarrassing, as they're the exact people who will never let you forget a single thing.
For those of you on Sutton Bonington campus, the Guild has organised for an acoustic night to be held in Harper's Bar exclusively for Sutton Bonington students.
Today is a great opportunity to explore for yourself, so make sure you kick back and relax before one of the biggest nights of the year, tomorrow.
University Radio Nottingham presents The Lowdown.
There's loads to do around Nottingham, whether you're an artist, an actress, a golf player, or simply a shopaholic. There's something for everyone.
But enough from us. Here's some students telling you their favourite things to do around town.
It depends on your budget, but there's a lot of really decent restaurants out there. You've got one of the best rated Indians in the country out here. That's pretty good. I haven't been there myself, but I've heard good reviews. There's a great steakhouse, actually, and that's ridiculously cheap, and you get massive servings, and it's really good food as well. And you've got, like, bowling. I won't speak for everybody, but I spend quite a lot of time in the pub.
If you're in for discovering things about the city, I definitely recommend looking around the castle, the City of Caves, the Galleries of Justice, things like that, because it's a really different thing to do during Freshers Week, and it's quite interesting at the same time, good fun.
So for the girls, if you want to go shopping, they can go to the Victoria Centre, and there is a wonderful underground market for them to buy some groceries. I know the Superdry and the Topshop.
There's loads of shops in town, and a lot of them have like specific student deals, which is really helpful.
There's loads of food deals and clothes deals. There's loads of vintage shops that offer student discount, which is like a bit different to your normal kind of shopping centre. There's Cow and Wild, which are in the Lace Market area, and there's also loads of kind of like milkshake shops and ice cream shops and stuff like that that do student discount as well.
There's quite a few things going on at the Capital FM Arena, like loads of big shows, like we're going to see Ed Sheeran in October, and there's also stuff going on at the theatre. I think our friends went to go see like a ballet last year, which was pretty cool. There's also loads of stuff going on, like in the winter there's a Christmas market in Market Square, and in the summer they put like a beach on there as well, so there's always something going on in Market Square as well.
The University Park campus has got swimming pool facilities and squash courts, which are, you know, a good way to spend your days.
There's crazy golf at the corner house.
Yeah, there's quite a few theatres and cinemas as well in the centre.
I definitely recommend going to Savoy Cinema, really cheap for students, only £4, which is a lot cheaper than the ones in town. And also definitely going to the corner house, which is like all the food things you could ever want. And also just because it's a crazy golf thing, which is really cool. So yeah, that's what I'd do.
You might be wondering how to get to all these amazing places. Nottingham has an excellent transport network which runs from both campus and all off-campus sites.
This transport includes trains which go all over the country, Nottingham's own version of the Boris bikes, and most useful for getting around town is the buses.
These will be chauffeuring you around your new home from day one. Whether you're late for a lecture, off to buy fancy dress from town, or pulling a late night in the library, these buses will become your lifeline.
The biggest bus service around town is Nottingham City Transport, or NCT, which gives students great rates and take you to every corner of the city centre.
Anthony is from NCT and tells you everything you need to know about travelling around town.
Well, Nottingham City Transport is the city operator for Nottingham. 300 buses running an intense network of high-frequency services linking Nottingham City Centre to University Park, but all of the city. So whether you're in Hall of Residence on campus or living outside in one of the suburbs, Nottingham City Transport is the bus service for you. and with our £199 academic year pass, it really is the best value for travelling around Nottingham during the year.
Just to talk a little bit about the academic pass, what does that get you?
Yeah, that gets you unlimited travel on the entire city bus network, so it's not restricted to Orange Line Service 34. It offers unrestricted travel on the entire Nottingham City Transport network for the whole academic year.
And until when will students be able to buy that at that offer?
Yeah, it is a special offer price. It's available now and it's valid up until the 18th of October. So as long as you buy your pass by the 18th of October, you'll be able to get it at £199. You can get it at the University Park campus, Portland Building reception, and our own staff are there up till the middle of October selling those passes. If it's not convenient to buy it on University Park, then you can always buy it down at our travel centre in the Market Square on South Parade. That's the NCT Travel Centre. But whether you buy it at the Travel Centre or here on University Park, up to and including 18th of October, you can buy it for just £199. You can get anywhere within the city of Nottingham, out as far as Beeston, Chilwell, Clifton. If you do, for some reason, need to visit NTU at Clifton, it'll take you out to Clifton. It takes you out to West Bridgeford, Carlton, Gedling, Arnold, Bulwell. So for most bus needs in the city of Nottingham, the £199 pass is the pass for students.
And how frequent are the buses? Can they be relied upon?
We're very frequent. As a service 34, which comes onto University Park every 5 minutes in the peak, every 12 minutes all day Saturday and Sunday, 15 minutes during the evening. Our network is based on high frequency, so that you don't need timetables. It's a case of going out to the bus stop and a bus will be on very shortly.
Five lucky students got a free pass for all NCT buses earlier this week on URN. Whilst our giveaways have now gone, you can get the pass from the NCT office in the city centre for just £199.
Of course, you won't just be going to town in the daytime, as at night, Nottingham is a thriving town with nights out for those who like rock music, house, hip-hop and everything in between. URN even has its own room at Crisis on a Wednesday night.
But you'll soon learn that there is only one place to be on a Friday night, and that is the place where you will wave your shirt around your head, sing at the top of your lungs and struggle to remember it the next day. That's right, we're talking about Nottingham's most talked about nightclub, Ocean.
Andy Ho is the legend that runs this club and tells you the secrets behind a great night out in Ocean.
Yeah, they won't know yet, but they'll learn pretty fast. They normally do. And there's obviously the big Baywatch tradition where we play the Baywatch theme tune, which has gone on for years and years, about 12, 15 years, something like that now. Basically, when we play the theme tune, you take your shirt off and you swing it around your head. And the whole club kind of joins in, be it a Trent night or a Nottingham night. We only let students in. And generally, unless it's sort of like a best friend from home or something, we only let Nottingham Uni students in. So, you know, you can go in there, you know, have a good time. You know, after a few weeks, you'll know an awful lot of people that are in there. So you can just wander around and see everyone. I think everybody knows everybody or knows somebody that knows somebody. It's that kind of vibe in there, I think.
And what kind of music is there at Ocean?
Predominantly chart-based. We're not known for groundbreaking, you know, new music and things like that. If it's in the chart or it's been in the chart or it's popular, then, you know, chances are we will play it, whether that be dance, R&B, cheese, a lot of cheese, pop, rock, indie, whatever. You know, we play pretty much across the board, which I think is a big part of its success, really. We try and please as many people as possible in one night by sort of switching the music around fairly frequently. So you're never very far away from something that you actually like, I think, in there, music-wise.
What do you recommend students listen to, let's say, get them in the mood for a night at Ocean?
Oh, I'd highly recommend, there's a station called URN or something, some guy called Ben on there does pre-Ocean show, something like that. But that's pretty good, I heard, yeah.
Clubbing isn't the only thing you can get up to on a night out. There are classy cocktail bars, comedy clubs and great independent cinemas, if that suits you more. Whilst there are sure to be loads of events happening around campus throughout the year.
This is just a quick guide to everything there is to do around Nottingham, and no doubt you'll explore it yourself with your newfound friends, but use this as a way to guide yourself around the city in your first few weeks.
In tomorrow's Lowdown, we'll be looking into welfare at the university and telling you everything you need to know when or if a problem may occur during your time here.
Stay tuned to URN and make sure to follow all of our week one updates on our Twitter page at URN1350.